Hey, this is Tim Blaine. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. Get a look at me.
I love unsolicited phone calls. They come each and every day. And each unsolicited phone call. From my voicemail I hear my offer just might expire. Though they play hard to get, I know they'll call again. Come tomorrow, come tomorrow. Cannot think of a time I wanted anything more than to calmly discuss politics on the phone with a stranger, with a stranger.
Hello? Hello! I'm sorry, I think there's something wrong with my headset. Just 1 minute. There, now I can hear you. By the way, this call is being recorded. I'm calling from a company that you've never interacted with based on the assumption that you are on the hunt for new health insurance or something else you aren't interested in. So sit through the rest of this message in the hope that there will be a button you can press that'll put you on the Do Not Call list, which totally exists.
I love unsolicited phone calls, though I'm worried that I've answered my last. For Greenpeace just gave me a phone. Something inside of me snapped, and I said, I'm not trying to ignore, but I regret to inform that Addison Love passed away. But he called me from beyond the grave just to give me the words I should say. Say I'm not home, I'm not home, I'm not home, I'm not home.
Land a source of pride. We built canals and brought the goods to folks in every neighborhood. We logged and fished and made it flow, but we can't get by without H2O. Time and neglect have taken a toll. We need innovation and some damage control. The one in charge just wants to cash in, but we'll prevent his satisfaction. No with self-control. He runs on greed, mines all the coal. So we'll drain to the scientists that stay up at night, figuring out how to keep us all right. 'Cause they're not the ones that seek the limelight. They work side by side, just trying to do right. They're looking for ways to keep our water pristine, preserving our tides and our evergreens. So we'll drink to the bravest among our crew, who stand up to fight, you know who. Water's more than fun and a place to play. But before you start sipping that Cabernet, we'll drink to the bravest among our crew, who stand up to fight, you know. We're working on our precious water supply. We're taking out arsenic and pesticide. Before it's destroyed, let's set up some goals and write some laws without loopholes. We know he has no self-control. He runs on greed, mines all the coal. So we'll drink to the scientists that stay up at night, figuring out how to keep us all right. 'Cause they're not the ones that seek the limelight. They work side by side, just trying to do right. They're looking for ways to keep our water pristine, preserving our tides and our evergreens. So we'll drink the bravest among our crew, who stand up to fight, you know who.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Summer. And wondering why
But four-legged love is one for the ages. We give them our hearts and they are sages. Their love's unconditional, they never talk back. They agree with our politics and don't give us flack for our quirks and shortcomings, despite their misgiving. Their misgiving. From felines to turtles, they try not to hurt us. Find a four-legged friend for the best dividends. Best dividends. No sweet smiling faces, almost never abrasive, understanding our moods, without attitude. So I'll stay home and struggle as I learn to uncouple and let go of words and find love on new terms. Love can elude us when our partners confuse us, but our four-legged friends never cease to amuse us. You get the gist. Who gets the first kiss? Is it my sweet talking baby or my four-legged lady? 'Cause four-legged love is for the ages. We give them our hearts and they are sages. Their love's unconditional, they never talk back. They agree with our politics and don't give us flack for our quirks and shortcomings, despite their misgivings. Their misgivings. From felines to turtles, they try not to hurt us. Find a four-legged friend for the best dividends, best dividends.
Oh, hi. Do you know what this is the sound of? It's the sound of me getting rewarded for doing my part to prevent wildfires. See, right now I'm getting a big, remarkably heartfelt bear hug from Smokey Bear. Thanks, big guy. And now we're shaking. Okay. First, I made sure there were no low-hanging branches when I set up my campfire. Hey, Smokey, let me down for just a second. I need to make sure everyone can hear this. There we go. Then, when we were packing up to leave, I drowned out my campfire, stirred it, drowned it out again, and then made sure to feel it if it was cold. Oh, Smokey Bear really loves it when you do that, don't you, Smokey? Oh, he lets his hugs do the talking. Visit SmokeyBear.com to learn tips to prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
In. The air is getting thicker. It's hard for me to that made the universe start to tick, till you know we're one blood brother. I will open like the Holy Mother. I will come for democracy. Even G.I. Joe will come home to me, 'cause you can run yourself ragged.
Bravo. Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
91.5 WMFO.
Yeah.
Just nothing there to hide my love away. There's nothing in my heart, there's nothing in my heart. So don't you even start to hide my love away.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.